1060 AM KGFX. It's Will here with you. It's at the bottom of the hour. Do you know what that means? It's time for People in Your Neighborhood.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's time for People in Your Neighborhood. And this morning I am joined by Ron Smith, Nancy Orsman, and Lori Hall. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Over here.
There we go.
Perfect.
There we go. Had to have to move the microphone there. So how's everybody doing this morning?
Oh, we are good.
Well.
And ready to celebrate Christmas.
That's right. You got to get in the Christmas spirit. And I understand you're here to tell everybody about an event that's going to help them do just that.
That's correct. This coming Sunday, the 17th, is our concert, In Concert for Christmas for the Church of Hope at the Women's Prison. It is our fundraiser we do every year to help fund the programming at the Women's Prison. And it's a joyous, joyous celebration over at First Methodist here in Pierre.
And what time's that going to be?
And it's going to be at 2 o'clock. And we'll have a reception following, kind of a meet and greet with the performers. It's a wonderful celebration of music.
On Sunday the 17th.
Yeah. Lori comes with her bells, and that's always a joy to listen to and to watch, too.
Well, you can't have Christmas without bells, anyway.
Yeah, correct.
It's like...
very true.
So how would people be able to get some tickets? I mean, do they have to get some tickets?
There are no tickets. The concert is simply free will donations if anybody would like to help support the Church of Hope. We encourage people to come early to get a good seat.
Yes.
The sanctuary is very large, so there's plenty of room if people would like to spread out a little bit. We'll have masks and all those things available if people are concerned about the COVID virus still. There's plenty of space, so they don't need to worry about that.
That's great. So I understand. So you're the organ player.
I help with the
correct?
Keyboards. Yeah, the piano and the organ. Always a joy to accompany Lori and Jeff. And this year I'm going to do the prelude music. We usually have different people, but I'm going to use the organ starting at about 1:45 with Christmas carols. People always appreciate the organ there. It's a historic organ and a very beautiful instrument we are fortunate to have in the city of Pierre. So it's always a joy to play it and to use it.
So what about the cause that it's for? Could somebody tell me
You bet.
Well, the benefit is for the Church of Hope, the women out at the church out at the women's facility here in Pierre, and Ron and Jeff and Lori have been doing this for a number of years for us to raise money to help us with our ecumenical church out at the women's prison and help fund a pastor out at that facility, as well as our programs, the Bible studies, the mentoring programs that go on out there. So, yes, it's a wonderful, wonderful benefit for that opportunity.
Absolutely. So it's for a good cause.
Absolutely.
So it's opportunity. Somebody can come on out and just listen to some good Christmas music and just get in the spirit, and it's all for a good cause.
Correct. Yeah. And we're very fortunate. Jeff Specht comes and shares his wonderful singing voice with us, and that's always a joy. And we do pieces with the three of us together, too. Mm-hmm. And we're also very fortunate to have some special guests joining Jeff, if the weather cooperates. So we are looking very much forward to having some of his family members join us to sing with him this year, which is a first in our concerts. And it will be an amazing experience for all of us.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Now, the weather, so far the weather's been pretty good from what I understand. Mm-hmm. I'm new here. Mm-hmm. I just moved here a couple weeks ago from Indiana.
And well, welcome.
Yeah, well, thank you. And a lot of people say that this is pretty mild for this time of year compared to usually is.
That's correct.
So I guess the weather, Mother Nature's just being gentle on me, I guess, so far. So
that's great, because we could use that. We need good weather. We've had many that we've had to reschedule and postpone because of weather.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to cooperate. It looks like it's pretty good weather.
Yeah.
You know, at least coming for the next week or so, week and a half. So that's nice.
And First Methodist is located at 117 North Central, kitty corner from Zesto, just up the street from your radio station, actually.
I know Zesto, and I'm sad that it's closed for the season. But So once again, just to remind everybody, so it's just the, you know, the time and the location.
It's our In Concert for Christmas, our Christmas concert for the Church of Hope, this coming Sunday, the 17th, 2 o'clock at First Methodist Church. Come early to get a good seat, and the organ music will start ahead of time. A joyous celebration, free will donations if anyone would like to share to support the Church of Hope, and a reception to follow. Lots of goodies, lots of Christmas treats in the narthex.
Well, it sounds fantastic. So you heard it, everybody. There's a chance to come on out and get some get into the Christmas spirit. And I want to thank all of you for joining me this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And I hope you have a great day.
We will. Thank you so much.
This has been People in Your Neighborhood, sponsored by May Adam.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. Their skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, and personal injury. They're able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm in Pierre.